He said, you are just a newborn baby, 1 or 2 days old. And how do you speak? You read something, you speak it, and then you forget it. So I hope that at least I remember for this little duration of time something. Srila Gurudev was telling some of the glories of his Guru Maharaj at the beginning of Kartik, when it was the disappearance day of his Guru Maharaj. He said that everything we have and everything that we are, we've gotten from him, his moods and his teachings. And even though there are so many obstructions, we're not impeded by any of those obstructions because of the, in Srila Gurudev's words, the grant that he has given us. In other words, because of his bhajan and the strong platform of Siddhanta that he preached, we are building, Srila Gurudev said, a castle upon that foundation. If a foundation is very strong and solid, you can make a very good building. So on that day also, Srila Gurudev said, you can imagine, because events, coming events, have their shadow coming before them. So even when Gurudev was very young, he manifested so much compassion. So Gurudev said, imagine now how much compassion he had when he had so much as a young boy. One day, he came home very late, and his mother was standing and holding a stick, waiting to punish him. And she asked, where have you been so late? He didn't answer, so she insisted again and again, and held up her stick. And he replied finally, my friends and I have formed a club, and with that club, whatever money we collect, we spend on people who are suffering, people who are very poor and destitute and suffering diseases, who are not getting help by anyone else. So today, there was an elderly lady who had cholera. So I took care of her for some time, made sure she had a doctor, and now one of our friends is taking care of her. So his mother then dropped his stick and wept and embraced her son and said, I'll never ever doubt you again or chastise you again. So then, so many years later, one of the innumerable instances of his real compassion through his preaching is that in 1951, he and his followers, and Srila Gurudev was also there, were inviting people, faithful religious people, to join the Navadvipa Parikrama. And they were also collecting paraphernalia for the festival, just as sometimes Srila Gurudev sends his disciples out a month or two in advance to create a platform, invite people to come and collect paraphernalia. So Param Gurudev was doing that, and while he was in the course of those activities on one of the borders of Bengal, one head of the Communist Party, that is Jyoti Babu, cigarette in hand, approached Param Gurudev and said, oh, so have you come here to inspect the area? You do know that there's just been a flood here, and so many people's homes, cows, and lives are devastated. Have you come to help them? Where are you from? So Param Gurudev said, I'm from the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti in Navadvip, and we've come to preach Shuddha Bhakti, to invite people to our parikrama and collect preparation. So that Jyoti Baba became very angry, and he said, these people's villages have just been flooded out. They have no homes, they're poor and destitute. And you want to beg from these poor destitute beggars? Don't you have any shame? So Param Gurudev said, "Flood? Where is the flood? I see that your cigarette is still lit." We are preaching Shiva Bhakti. And this flood that you're speaking about is not the real flood. There's a devastation at the time of destruction of this universe. And the living entities have been in this devastation many, many times. 36,000 years of fire, and then 36,000 years of flood. This is the flood that we want to protect the jivas from. So that Jyotir Babu said, "Your kind of people, you're begging, and this is the work of a coward. And your kind of people, you religious people, you're sending Bengal and India to hell." So Param Gurudev spoke very boldly, "But it's you atheists, the irreligious people, who are sending people to hell. You believe, as you've just said, that work is everything, and that work is God. And you tell us, you tell me, that I should work and my followers should work, and then we should teach others how to work. But there are much greater advocates of work or karma in the past than any of you. Just like Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Duryodhana, and Kamsa. They were all advocates of work and karma and enjoying the results of your activities. But what happened to them? They met with a devastating end. And in more recent times, Napoleon Bonaparte, Mussolini, Lenin, they also met with very devastating ends. Hitler met with such catastrophe and then went to hell. So you will live to see the day where you will not be able to even repent for your activities. You will have gone so far that there'll be no point of repenting." So the man had no more arguments, so he simply became furious and walked away. So Param Gurudev was compassionate in his youth and compassionate to the highest degree as the great Acharya. Then also, he's compassionate to his disciples. Srila Gurudev gave one instance where he and his god brother, Bhaktivedanta Nisringa Maharaj, went for preaching. This is when his Gurudev was staying also near Calcutta at the Sri Udayan Gaudiya Mutt. So they went to many neighboring cities around Calcutta and villages, and they preached and collected bhiksha donations. So when Srila Gurudev came back, his Gurudev said to him, "How did the preaching go?" And naturally Srila Gurudev could report that the preaching was successful. And he also reported that we collected 250 rupees, which at that time was an exorbitant fee. Then, sometime later, then he got blessings from his Gurudev. Then, sometime later, Nisringa Maharaj approached his Gurudev and said, "Here's the donations that we collected." "How much?" "Oh, Param Gurudev?" Param Gurudev's god brother. So Srila Gurudev went with him, So he gave him the collections. "Here, 225 rupees. So Param Gurudev said, "225? What happened to the other 25? So Nisringa Maharaj said, "Well, I kept it for personal expenses that I'm going to use in your service also." So he said, "Bring me that money right now." So Nisringa Maharaj became angry, and he said, "Can't we keep even a few pipes for immediate personal necessities?" So Param Gurudev said, "Certainly, but bring it to me." So then he came back and threw the money down, and he was disturbed. So then Param Gurudev took the money, counted the 25 rupees, and handed it back to him. So he said, "Well, why did you take it from me if you're only going to give it back?" So Param Gurudev said, "Well, it's because any money or any foodstuffs which are given by Vishayis, materialists, not only total non-devotees, but even people who are in the name of devotees, who are actually materialistic, if they give you any money or if they give you any foodstuff and you take that and try to enjoy it, It will act as a deadly poison. And definitely without fail, your bhakti and your life will be destroyed. Then he explained further that even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Srila Raghunath Das Goswami that because he wasn't taking any money from his father. His father was sort of a devotee, but Vaishnava Praya. Like a Vaishnava, but not actually. Looking like a Vaishnava, but not actually. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him, don't take any foodstuffs from a non-devotee, because then your mind will become wicked because of the wicked consciousness with which the foodstuff was made. Don't take anything from a wealthy person or any materialist. So at that time, so he said, I'm trying to save you now. Now I've touched the money. Who can touch money and who knows how to give money in the service of the Lord? Who can serve the Lord with his money? Only somebody who's totally given his body, mind, heart, and soul, and words in the service of Hari, Guru, and Vaishnava. Therefore, I've just purified that money, and now you can use it without any problem. He also is compassionate to all the fallen souls in correcting so many Siddhantic confusions. After one Kartik Parikrama, and I'll just end at the end of this Leela, at the end of one Kartik Parikrama, many godbrothers, disciples of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, came to meet with Param Gurudev. And he already had so many sannyasis and brahmacharis and disciples with him on the parikrama. So at the end of Kartik, they all took the opportunity to have an istigosi. And at that istigosi, one of the youngest sannyasis, Bhakti Vikash Hrishikesh Maharaj, asked the assembly, I'm confused about one Siddhantic point. That is, we see in Shastra, we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jivera Sarupa Hoy Krishnera Nityadas. That is, the Jiva is an eternal servant of Krishna. This would imply that his perfection, his eternal servitorship, is already in his Swarup, in a latent position, and it just has to be developed. But then again, I've also seen that it says, Guru Krishna Prashade Pai, in the same Chaitanya Charitamrita, Guru Krishna Prashade Pai Bhakti Lata Deep. That is, when one is going around the universes, transmigrating, a fortunate soul who has millions of births of good sukritis and samskars, by the mercy of Krishna, meets a bona fide spiritual master, and by the mercy of that spiritual master, by the seed of bhakti given by the spiritual master, then he attains Krishna fame. So this would imply that his swarup, his eternal particular kind of service, is given by the guru at the time of getting the beads, at the seed of bhakti at the time of diksha. Plus, moreover, Srila Narottama Thakur says in his praying Bhakti Chandrika, that according to the sadhan, the particular type of sadhan that one performs, he gets that type of perfection. That is, if he practices praying in Bhakti Bhava, then he'll get that perfection. So I've been bewildered about this for a long time. So first, Param Pujapad Srila Sridhar Maharaj replied, and he gave a very beautiful example that if only by sadhu sangha one gets his particular kind of service and it can be changed by sadhu sangha, then how is it that even the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, could not change the mood, the service mood of Murari Gupta, who is Hanuman, and he tried to get him to be a Krishna Bhakta by explaining the sweetness of Krishna, but still he couldn't change. He wept and he begged, please, somehow or other bless me that I can serve my Raghunath. And similarly, Anupama, the brother of Sri Rupa and Sanatana, even they, the greatest, most powerful creatures, could not convince him to give up the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra. So in this way, one already has a swarup in his heart eternally, but by the association of sadhus, he can have that swarup manifest. Then he turned over the floor to our glorious Param Gurudev, who, although as Srila Gurudev said this morning, sometimes for the spiritual enjoyment of the devotees, they would cut each other's arguments. But in this particular occasion, Param Gurudev supported his argument and then added some more. He said that just as if you have many different kinds of seeds, like a mango seed and a jackfruit seed and another seed, and you plant them all on the bank of the river, on the same land, and they're all getting the same wind, the same sun, and the same water. Still, because the seed is different, different kinds of plants will come out. So even if two disciples who have in their swarup two different relationships with Krishna, even if they have the same spiritual master who's giving them, in the beginning at least, the same teaching, still only their original swarup will be able to be manifest by that spiritual master, as, and he quoted Sri Jiva Dharma, as in the case of Vijay Kumar and his brother Brajanath. One developed Satyaras and one developed Madhuryaras from that same spiritual master. Then he gave another analogy that during the time of Swati Nakshatra, a certain constellation, the rain that falls during that season, during that constellation, will produce different effects when it lands on different living entities. When it lands on a banana tree, camphor will be produced. When it lands on the hoof of a cow, then a very brilliant yellow pigment called garotina will be produced. When it lands on an elephant, then gajamukta or a pearl will be produced. When it lands on an oyster shell, on an oyster shell, then a pearl will be produced. And if it lands on a serpent, then a jewel will be produced. So it's the same circumstance, the same rain, but according to the potentiality of the jiva, a different mood comes out. Srila Gurudev explained that the pure spiritual master is just like an expert gardener. An expert gardener can see any seed of any tree or plant and know what kind of plant is coming out of that seed, and moreover, he'll be able to nourish that seed to bring out that kind of plant. Then one last argument he gave, at least, which was quoted in Param Gurudev's biography, is from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That is, he's in his beautiful ocean in the jar of the Amnaya Praha verse, one of the 10 or 9 truths, one of the 10 truths, is that Krishna, Sri Bhagavan, the Supreme Absolute Truth and the reservoir of all relationships, when he manifests in his full potency, then what appears is his different plenary portions, his incarnation. And when he's just appearing in one of his potencies, that is Jivanamsa, then the jiva manifests. And because the jiva is a manifestation of the Lord and non-different, so most of the qualities of the Lord are also present in the jiva eternally. Krishna has so many beautiful qualities, and those qualities, the hairstyle, the dress, the service, and all the details are already in the seed, just like the seed of a tree. All the fruits and flowers and leaves are latent in that seed. Similarly, everything about the jiva, his personal service, how he laughs and jokes with Srimati Radhika, if that's his service, is all there. And by the mercy of pure devotees who gives that seed and teaches the disciple how to plant it and water it and pull out these weeds, then his wonderful relationship with Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, with a leaning towards Srimati Radhika, is manifest. So everyone was very happy and delighted to hear these beautiful evidenced by Srila Param Gurudev.
Thank you. Thank you. Remember my Guru Maharaj, so many good siddhants. Because he can produce so many things. Thank you for this. Very well, Prabhu. We speak on Guru Tattva and glorification of our Guru.
Smaranasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshurunvalitam Neha Tatmai Sri Guruve Namaha. But before, after Mahabhu would like to see until my victory to the Bhakti, Sri Sri Bhakti of Sri Hari Swami Maharaj, and to my Harinam Guru, Mr. Leva Pravishta, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and unto my Sri Guru, Sri Bhaktivedanta Narayana Swami Maharaj. I was hoping to speak last, actually, because there are so many learned devotees who can so eloquently glorify such a radiant personality as Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pad, Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj. He was never like us, but he appeared in this world to inspire us in so many ways of how to follow in this line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared along with other great radiant golden personalities in the service of their divine master Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. The great soul never comes alone. Generally he has his eternal associates. And I was thinking, upon hearing the glories spoken by Samarani Didi, that when will we have the vision of the actual situation? We hear glorification, but when will we have some actual vision, some inner appreciation? When will we see that great personality, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, surrounded by these personalities? The caliber of these personalities are unimaginable. The actual caliber of our Param Guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is unimaginable. His golden radiant form has been described by the Acharyas, and his associates are serving like anything. They are super empowered to please their Guru. So by hearing these glorifications, we can take inspiration. And actually, by thinking of them, then the Shastras come alive. Even Sri Hari's words, like Tad Vidhi Panipatena Parifresh Nena Sevaya, they are the embodiments of this. Just, Krishna says, just approach a spiritual master. So what does it mean, approach? When he came to his Guru Maharaj, that meant he came and he saw, and he never went back. Can we be like this? He went to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he gave himself entirely to his Gurudev, and he had no other desire other than to render service and to inquire intimately on all these subject matters of Krishna consciousness. So he embodies this, and he embodies all the other tattvas of Guru Tattva so brilliantly. His service to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was so intimate and so refined and so intense. His service of, on so many occasions, I mean the hours are so short that you have to read Srila Gurudev's book on his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj. There you will see so many pastimes, so many services that he did, so exemplary and perfectly he performed those services. And we should take inspiration from this so that we can also try and serve a little bit in his footsteps. He has actually no worldly connections, but they appear in this world to inspire all the fallen souls and to lift us up. But actually, they have no, as in the words of my Guru Maharaj, they have no mortal reference. Everything they do, everything they speak is in connection with above, with Krishna, with that plane above this worldly plane, the spiritual plane. Everything they do, everything they say is in reference to that. Just as Shama Rani Devi explained how the pastime Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Maharaj with that atheist. You know, he didn't see any necessity, as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati says, there's no shortage of anything in this world other than Krishna consciousness. And this is the act of the greatest mercy. He went there to beg a few grains to make offerings to Krishna and then distribute that prasadam. He spoke Hari Katha. This is the drought. This is actually the drought. It's not a flood. And they know that under no circumstances is the Guru going to stop his activities and engage in lower activities to try and pacify the aggrieved souls in this world. They know the remedy exactly what will pacify the suffering humanity. And that is only when the suffering humanity has given their heart to Sri Hari. When one gives one's heart to Sri Hari, then one becomes wealthy, unlimitedly happy. And these great acharyas are not going to compromise on this fact. Never, ever, ever. They cannot be swerved in any way. They are like mountains, like rocks, and they're showing the way to this. So we should also cling tightly to their feet and never run hither and thither like crazy people trying to give ourselves relief. In the great storm of this material world, we may want to take shelter here and there, but everything we take shelter in will be blown away. It will be destroyed by time, by the decomposing elements. There is nowhere to run in this world. So these great acharyas are standing boldly and firmly and declaring only by taking shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And such an acharya has so perfectly stood by this. So let me offer my humble obeisances so deeply. And when will we have that vision of these great personalities?
My Krishna Guru is the little Pavishta on Vishnu Pad, on Rajade Pusat Patma. So A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada said that the grandfather Guru is actually more merciful to the grandchild disciple than the father like Guru. So at that time, he was referring to our Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. But now I find I'm so very, very fortunate because now I have two grandfathers to take care of me and look after me. And I think it is their kindness and mercy, because, you know, I've fallen away from the path. And I've actually not only fallen away, but I've chosen to go so far away from all of Krishna consciousness. On this planet, there is no more remote location geographically from any other point on the planet than the north shore of Hawaii. So even though I went to the farthest place on earth, still, my grandfather Guru and my Diksha Guru, they sent me their representative. He came to within 20 minutes of my house. And a friend called me and said, would you like to meet Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj? And I never was fortunate enough in his life to meet Srila Bhakti Prajna Keshava Maharaj. I heard my Gurudev weep for him when he left this world. I cannot imagine the depth of Gurudev's feelings on this day. I only pray for a drop of his mood towards his Gurudev will come into my heart for him and all our acharyas in our hearts also. But I heard Srila Prabhupada cry on that day when he received the news of Srila Bhakti Prajna Maharaj's disappearance. For those who are new here, and I see some new faces also, we should understand that these great personalities, they are like the sun. They're always existing. They are eternal. Nityananda. Eternally present and eternally blissful. Only sometimes they are manifest to our vision, and sometimes they are not manifest to our vision. Just like sometimes the sun is in the sky and we see it, and then sometimes it is hidden from our view during the night. But they are always our well-wishing guides, always our friends. So I heard Srila Prabhupada, my Srila Prabhupada say that, and this is, for me, a very important pastime. And in many ways the most important for me in terms of my remembering Srila Bhakti Prajna Keshava Maharaj, that my Srila Prabhupada, he also had a pastime of being like householder and having some dreams that his Guru Maharaj was coming and saying you should take sannyas. And he told him when he was a young man you should preach this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English, the English speaking world. And he said, oh, I thought how horrible to take sannyas, to give up my family, and I don't want to, you know, live like a beggar. Better I'll try to be like a rich man, and then I'll support the preachers. And as we know, Srila Prabhupada was always making his home open. Sometimes Srila Bhakti Prajna Keshava Maharaj and his brahmacharis would be in Calcutta preaching, and it would be very late at night. And we hear from the memory of those who were there at the time that our Srila Prabhupada's home was always open to them. Any time of the night they could show up, he would give them his own bed, he would sleep on the floor and host the sannyasis and brahmacharis. And also he assisted Srila Bhakti Raksha Shridhar Goswami Maharaj preaching in Allahabad and Bombay, and so many, he was always preaching, even in his household life. And actually his household life was ruined because of this, because he wouldn't stop associating with sadhus and preaching. So finally it was totally ruined, and he came to Mathura and he was destitute, and Srila Gurudev heard that he was there, and he went and gathered him and said, very good, now you come and stay with us in the mat. And Srila Prabhupada went to the mat, and he was staying with Srila Gurudev within his own room. Srila Gurudev gave him his own chadar, and then they were pushing. That's when Srila Gurudev was pushing Srila Prabhupada. You know, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told you to go to the West, so you cannot preach without taking sannyas. And he was also inspiring Srila Bhakti Prajna Keshava Maharaj. Oh, you should have Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhu should take sannyas. So finally, one day came, and it was by some trick. Srila Prabhupada said, oh, there's one elderly gentleman there who had been coming for years and giving donations. Sanatan Prabhu, his name?
Yes.
And he is very old now. And Srila Prabhupada thought, oh, mistake. And so he said, well, I will take sannyas when Sanatan Prabhu takes sannyas. So then Sanatan Prabhu said, I will take now. So they took sannyas together under the guidance of Srila Bhakti Prajna Keshava Maharaj, and our Srila Gurudev was there assisting and showing how to tie doors open and put on sannyas cloth and help him tie his wrap his danda. So there's a very intimate connection in our family line here. So when Srila Prabhupada heard about the disappearance of Srila Bhakti Prajna Keshava Maharaj, tears came from his eyes, and his voice choked up. You can hear this tape. You should all hear this tape at least once a year. Then you understand a little something of the bhav, of the heart of a Vaishnav towards the other Vaishnav in his life, huh? So even they are all eternally liberated souls, but still they are taking the position of sadhak for our benefit to show us how to develop these right character and relationships. So Srila Prabhupada said that, oh, I didn't want to accept. the nectar of Bhakti Rasa, which is made even more nectary because it is based with renunciation, automatic natural renunciation. Automatically one is not attracted to anything in this world because he's so enchanted by the sweetness and beauty of Prema Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti. So he said, I was not attracted to this beautiful Bhakti Rasa, rather I was drinking the poison of material life. And Srila Bhakti Prajnan Kesava Maharaj, being a Vaishnava, being so compassionate that he cannot tolerate to see others suffering in this world, and he saw how I was struggling, how I was suffering, he forced me to drink this nectar. And he meant by giving me sannyas. So Prabhupada said, I thought, oh, I would have to give up two or three children, and then what would I do? And he said, but now, and he looked out on the room of all these devotees that were now gathering around him, 1969, I believe, and said, now, now I've got so many spiritual children to help me. So Srila Gurudev is always humbly saying how his Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru have sent all of us to help him, but actually we know they have sent him to help us.
What has Loki composed?
By Raghya Yoga Bhakti, Vitam Prayat Nair, Sayanam Vishnuma, Paraduka Duki, Keshavam, Sri Keshavam Tam, Sakanama Shayam. I take shelter of Srila Bhakti presentation. Okay.
Only 15 minutes. Now it is 5:30.
Yeah.
Om Ajnana Pingan Bhaksha Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Nilitayena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gaurastaya Vigrahaya Krishna Kamahi Kacharine Rupanuga Pravaraya Vinodeti Sarupine Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I pay my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my Guru Pāda Padma, from Vishnu Pāda Parijataka Charya Varjasko, Nusratma Bhakti Vedanta Slavamanda Goswami Maharaj, and from Vishnu Pāda Parijataka Charya Varjasko, Nusratma Bhakti Vedanta Slavamanda Goswami Maharaj. After that, my Param Gurudev, whose appearance day, Slamitrila Prasam Vishnu Pāda Slavakti Vedanta Kesava Goswami Maharaj, an assembled devotee who assembled here to hear Harikatha from Gurudev Lotus Feet. So we have heard so many first time and so many Siddhanta about our Param Gurudev. So Param Gurudev established Gaurya Vedanta Samiti and in Navadvip Dham Devananda Gaurya Math. Whoever been in Navadvip Parikrama, they have seen the Devananda Gaurya Math. When our Param Gurudev established Gaurya Vedanta Samiti and especially Devananda Gaurya Math, at that time very few disciples were with you. Like Srila Gurudev, my Guru Maharaj, Param Pujya Bhakta Divikta Maharaj and very few. One day, one gentleman came to him and told, oh, what is gentleman very nice, but why am I making any garden? Param Gurudev, he always presence of mind, Prasutpanna Mati. So yes, we have not seen any garden. I made very nice garden. There are so many flowers. They are giving some nice fragrance. Then gentleman asked, how come? There is no garden, no flower. Then Param Gurudev indicates all of his disciples, look, they are living flowers. They give fragrance to the whole world. In garden is a big flower, offered to Thakurji, next day the river runs going to Ganges. But my living flower, they will give fragrance the whole world, standing unlimited.
And always serving.
And how come? You can understand?
Gurudev is teaching all over the world now. My Gurudev, Guru Maharaj, teach all over India. Pujapati Tirthamar teach all over India. So they are living flowers. And who takes the honey from flower? Flower himself? No. Bamboo bee and honeybee. All of the devotees, you are honeybees and bamboo bees, who are listening Harikatha from Gurudev's lotus leaf. So Param Gurudev is gardener, his garden is, his samiti is moth, and living flower, his disciples, and bamboo bee and honeybee who is sucking honey, all devotees from all over the world. And Harikatha explained, he became chattoist, oh, he's so great philosopher. How he explained some simple things very nicely. And when he entered in Devananda Gaudiya Math, first he entered through a gate named Narahari Toran. On the top of that gate, Nishinga Bhagavan is situated. So Param Gurudev had so much love and affection for his godbrother and Vaishnava. So it has two meanings. One is Narahari means Nishinga Bhagavan, another Narahari means his godbrother, Narahari Prabhu, who then referred to him and Sar Prabhupada. And all Gaudiya Math treat him like mother because he takes care of all devotees. As before, you have heard from Samrani Didi that when Param Gurudev went for collecting rice, then one barrister named Jyoti Basu said, how you think that big flour, all are starving, no grain, and you came, you have no time, you came for collecting grain? How come? How good? Flood. How is flood? Flood means excess of rain. And then, no, I have not seen any flood. If, and Jyoti Basu was a spent smoker. And if there is flood, your cigarette has extinguished yet. For extinguished cigarette, only few drops of water is needed. If there is, your cigarette is still flaming, not extinguished, then where is flood? Where is excess of water? When your cigarette must extinguish first, then you can think about flood. But this way Paramahansa replied very easily to anyone. Now I'm coming in his teaching program and other things. When Gurudev joined first in Math, after maybe 2-3 years, Gurudev Purvashram, some his relatives saw him in a train and they asked Gurudev, said, how are you? Here, how are you came here? Then Gurudev told my Gurudev is here. Gurudev simply told everything. Then he telegrammed to his village, then his father and other came and took him away from Param Gurudev. Another devotee and godbrother of Param Gurudev told, why you let him go? He's so obedient to you. Without your order, he can go anywhere. Then Param Gurudev became silent. When they asked again, then Param Gurudev replied, I never brought him from his house. He came himself, he went himself. If Mahaprabhu wants his service, he will come back in few days. It happened because he is omniscient like Bhagavan, he knows everything. After few days, Gurudev came out from his house, like Dandasami, made some trees. He used to sleep in mosquito net. It was winter season. He kept his quills inside mosquito net, just like someone is sleeping, and came out from there and not come to a direct rail station. Dandasami went to Jagannath Puri through forest road. In same way, Gurudev gave up that station, told her to his native village, and through fields, paddy field and other fields, he went to other station, 2-3 station, gallop and went there. The man can understand. He went there like Dandasami, following the footprints of Dandasami. And when he came, everybody became so happy. One more thing. Before going to Gurudev, he used to write letter to my Param Gurudev. And when he gave up his service, then his police officer asked, he wrote us, very soon you get very good promotion. Who are you giving up? Then Gurudev told, I am going to take business. There is no law on profit and profit. We are family member every single year. What business Gurudev want to start, he could not understand, his boss could not understand. Because Krishna told in Gita, चित्तं भवति धर्मात्मा सत्सत्सं निगच्छति तति जानी कौन्त्य नमे भक्ता प्रणश्यति ओ कौन्त्य प्लीज नाउ माय डिवोटी हियर आर वी फिनिश सो इफ दिस गुरु इज कमिंग इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस सो नेवर बी लॉस ऑलवेज गेन एंड गेन व्हेन गुरुदेव अराइव्ड इन नवद्वीप रेलवे स्टेशन He never lived in Navadvip. He does not know the address. But Param Gurudev, how omniscient is he? He is. He sent my Guru Maharaj, at that time Sajjan Sevak Brahmachari, put a Lal Chen. And he is searching here and there. And Gurudev asked, are you Tiwari ji? Then Gurudev asked to my Guru Maharaj, how you live? How you came here? Then my Guru Maharaj told, my Gurudev Sila Bhaktita Chan Kesavrasta Maharaj ji, sent to me to attend railway station to you. And this is Gurudev told, I never wrote him. How he knew? My Guru Maharaj told, I don't know how he knew, because the connection between Sadguru and Sadguru is eternal. And like Krishna, Bhagavan is omniscient, Sadguru is omniscient. So he knew he is coming, and he sent my Guru Maharaj to brought him to Navadvip Dham.
Glorify Gurudev.
So, my Param Guru established Gauranga Samiti 1942 and gave the name of society Sri Gauri Vedan Samiti. At that time, so many scholars, they thought, why he kept the name of his society Gauri Vedanta? What is the meaning of Gauri Vedanta? All the scholars, even nowadays, they thought the ultimate meaning of Gauri Vedanta is knowledge. Srila Param Gurudev want to show the whole world that no, the ultimate goal of Gauri Vedanta is bhakti, supreme bhakti. Just like Srila Balabha Vidyabhushan Prabhu had told in his Vedanta Sutra Bhastam, Govinda Bhastam. In the same way, Param Gurudev want to show the whole world what is the inner meaning of Gauri Vedanta.